You want it still up on your bed like this? You want to use it like a body pillow? Like a...
Yeah.
Flimsy as it is.
Ow. Yeah.
Tell me about history.
What about history?
Your project. You were, one of the girls was not in school.
What?
One of the girls wasn't in school. Is that history? What's the one, the class that you're doing the project in?
History, yes.
So you broke up into groups, and one of the girls, the girl that's going to do the writing?
Yeah, Yvette.
Yvette?
Yeah.
She wasn't in school on that day, and
they.
You were concerned that she wasn't going to be there the following day, and you were going to have to make some things. Did she show up?
No, yeah, they were there.
Okay. So you got everything situated, everybody knows what they're doing?
Yeah.
How long do you have to do this?
Until the end of the fourth quarter. Not like the very end, though. I don't know the exact date.
So we're right at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. But okay. Everybody knows what they're doing.
Okay. So be that peer group leader. See if you can't guide everyone to being done like a week before it's supposed to be. So yeah. You can refine it.
Yvette is kind of a natural born leader. They're kind of, I don't know, like, you know, some people are just natural leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they are.
Yeah. So you're saying she's already kind of stepped up into that position?
Yeah, they always kind of.
Who's they?
Yvette.
Yvette's a two-person
no.
team?
That is one person.
So why do you keep calling her a they? Is she that charismatic?
A gender individual.
Is she that charismatic that she comes off as more than one?
A gender.
What do you mean, a gender?
A gender.
I don't know what that means.
It means no gender.
She has to have a gender.
No.
She does.
No. This is a thing that I should educate you in. I should educate you in gender identity.
Hmm.
Well, not right now.
No. Oh, okay. So, what does Yvette identify herself or himself as?
Agender.
Why?
Because I don't feel comfortable being a girl or a boy.
It must feel difficult.
Yeah. But they, their hair, they dyed it teal. And it looks so cool. Like bright, bright, bright.
It's like, hair?
Yeah. Huh. And in my opinion, it makes them look very more androgynous looking.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that the goal?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. My gut instinct says that a 13-year-old's brain isn't quite fully developed enough to start making those kinds of decisions. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just mean, as with anything, any choice that a 13-year-old would want to make, that's kind of a permanent life-changing choice, I would say, you know what, we're going to hold off on making any of those decisions until you're older. So for right now, we're just kind of played in the middle. I want you to focus on school. I want you to focus on being a good person. I want you to focus on other things and those big life decision things. We're not going to make those decisions right now. You don't agree with me.
I do not agree with you whatsoever.
Right.
No bone in my body agrees with you right now.
Well, that is certainly right.
But Thought you were cool, man.
I am cool.
You sure?
I am, and here's the reasoning behind it is because there is tons and tons of data, actual science, and actual documented data that says that lots of times decisions made at 13 are not the decisions that you would make at 18 and aren't the decisions you'd make at 21.
Well, they can always change it. They don't have to stay this way forever if they don't want to.
There's also lots of scientific data that says that when you choose to immerse yourself in things that aren't the true focus of your life, you tend to take focus away from those things that really truly matter. And right now, the thing that really truly matters is getting a good education, paying attention in school, getting a well-rounded group of friends, understanding how to fit in with society, getting some extracurricular activities, understanding how the world works. Those things are tremendously important.
And they do that. They do all those things.
Yeah.
As you said them, I was ticking them off in my brain.
That's good. Good, good, good. Listen, I don't know if I'm right. A wise man once told me it is perfectly okay to have an opinion. Just don't be arrogant enough to think that your opinion is the right one.
Yeah. So. Even if they do change their mind later in life, even if they're like, well, maybe I am a girl, or maybe I identify more with a guy now, and this was just kind of a place in their life where they weren't sure, I'm going to respect their pronouns that make them comfortable right now. I'm going to use them, and I'm going to respect them.
I respect that decision.
I get that you do.
Just,
don't worry.
And just so that you and I are on the same page, should I or when I meet them, I will respect those as well. So.
Cool, cool, cool.
Good. Good talk, man. Good talk.
Man. you said good talk, and I did not expect man to come after that at all.
I did that on purpose.
Something I would say.
Yeah. Should have said dude.
Mate.
Mate.
Good talk, mate. You don't have to say it in an ugly accent.
Mate is awesome, but it's always Aussie. Alright, I'm way tired, and I'm way achy, and my knees are really hurting. So.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's do this. Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep, and a good day tomorrow, and then Daddy will have a good day at work. Get him lights back. He says, have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. And that Liam LeMay is okay. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm legitimately worried about that.
Well, hopefully it's a big misunderstanding.
Sagiv is still at the school waiting for his grandma to come like 15 minutes after I left.
Wait, what? Tell me again.
Me and Sigrid were the last people there, and then when I left, he was still there for like 15 minutes waiting for his grandma.
Why?
I don't know, she was running late. I don't actually know why he was there so late. He called before I did. Before I called Mommy.
He's close enough where he could walk to, like, his parents' store.
Yeah, he's lazy.
Well, that's another thing altogether.
Yeah. But, and he said that there were still police cars.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's a good tactical response if there, you know, if there's a need, better to have and not need than need and not have. So, Text me tomorrow when you know.
Okay.
Just a quick text.
I'll see him in second period if he's there, so I'll text you in, like, the locker room.
Okay. You know, the grapevine in junior high, the grapevine in junior high is probably swift and deep. So if something's going on, you'll know about it way before second period.
Yeah.
All right.
Alrighty.
Keep him in my dreams. In my prayers.
Okay. Your dreams. So you'll dream about Liam LeMay.
So,
alright. Good night. I love you.